What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got a quick one for you today as the Warriors are off. They play OKC tomorrow. Have the Blazers and Kings coming up after that as well. Some more opinions came out about the Draymond Durant situation. Going to go over some of those and a couple other things as well. All that coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. As I said, another quick one for you today. As the Warriors are off, not a lot of news coming out today. Steph was at shoot around. Showing off some soccer skills. Looked at, by the way, Steve Nash was there as well. First time this season that he's been at a Warriors practice to coach or whatever it is, consult, whatever his title is. Which is an interesting sight. It's always good to see. He was mostly working with KD and Steph a little bit. As I mentioned, Steph's soccer skills. Going to talk about that in a second. But it looked like he was working with KD. Just trying to get him past some of his, I don't know if it's mental anymore. I mean, it probably is, but look, I don't talk to KD, so I don't know. I would make the assumption that there's still some lingering feelings about what happened. It would be great if he could get past it, and I'm sure he will eventually. But he's also struggling on court, and he was struggling before the Draymond incident as well. So, you know, got to get him back on track, especially, and maybe this game against the Thunder is what can do it. Going to talk about that in a second and some other upcoming games. Steph, though, was doing some work. As I mentioned, you know, doing the soccer bit, and it looked fluid, though. And I know that's a weird thing to say, like, oh, he's, you know, juggling a soccer ball relates to basketball, but it relates to his health. And there wasn't much. I don't know. A guy who's far away from coming back would not be doing what Steph was doing. I'll put it that way. He is going to be reevaluated on the 24th. They play the Kings that evening. There's a chance that night. There's another chance that it's a couple days after. Steph actually talked about it a couple days after that. So we'll see. Hopefully it is the 24th because that's the earliest availability for him. A little piece of news that just came out. Kevin Durant was fined $25,000 for telling a fan to shut the f*** up and watch the f*** game. Look, fans can be terrible. I don't know what the fan said. He might have deserved that and more. But at this point, man, KD, it's just not a good look for him, for KD. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, maybe the fan absolutely deserved it. Maybe KD was being sensitive. Who knows? Another poor look for Kevin Durant at this moment. But whatever. It's not my $25,000. I ain't got $25,000. Never did. So just another piece of news, another random thing, another random incident with Kevin Durant. So whatever. I want to talk about some of their opponents coming up. As I mentioned, OKC on Wednesday. And they also take on Portland on Friday and Sacramento on Saturday. I want to go over all three of these games and reasons why I like what these teams have done personally in the offseason. First, OKC, as I've mentioned before, the move to get rid of Carmelo but to bring back Dennis Schroeder was solid for them. They saved a bunch of money in salary cap, luxury tax payments. But instead of just dumping money, they used that Carmelo's salary to try and bring in another playmaker, a good backup guard, so to speak, in this league, this day and age. Now, trust me, Schroeder's flawed, but he can be a solid backup guard if he's willing to accept that. Russell Westbrook and him also might get in a fist fight over the ball at midcourt at some point during this year. I would probably bet on it, but, you know, I'm not much of a bettor. Or am I? My bookie coming up. So, I like what they've done. They've re-signed Jeremy Grant. Andre Roberson is still hurt. You know, when he comes back, that'll help, I guess. The funniest part to me is people were treating Andre Roberson as the piece to put this team over the top. That he's the next, you know, whatever. I don't know. I can't even think of a comparison. But the way they talk about him, it's just kind of ridiculous. And the way they talk about Boogie as he's not going to come back the same and he's going to be a cancer in the locker room, but Andre Roberson's going to come back fine from his injury is ridiculous. Andre Roberson already had a setback. Hope he's fine in the long term, whatever. It's more about the way it's reported that bugs me. Anyways, going off on a rant here. OKC, as we know, you know, the tension, the Westbrook-Durant tension. And you know what's funny to me? Again, talking about social media and reporting and stuff like that. This one's mostly social media. As the drama between Draymond and KD bubbled up, people are sending out Russell Westbrook memes and stuff. You guys, Russell Westbrook lost. This is the Russell Westbrook KD thing is over. Westbrook lost. KD left, won a couple rings, won a couple finals MVPs. Russ, you lost, dude. Like, that's, I don't know why people still hanging on to this and trying to make it a thing between the two of them. It's over. He's been gone for going on 3 years now. KD has thrived and won MVP, or yeah, won rings and finals MVPs. Russell Westbrook has lost in the first round multiple times. So I just don't, I don't understand the idea of when something happens with Kevin Durant that it's, oh, Westbrook, you guys, what's Russell doing? He's losing in the first round. Probably put up a triple-double on 40 shots. So anyways, there's another rant for you. Back to the game. Still waiting to hear what happens with Draymond. He will be reevaluated today. Still haven't gotten any word whether he'll play tomorrow or not. It would be a boost, obviously. The Warriors have been getting killed on the boards the last couple games. And even when Draymond was around, it's not their strong point. Draymond is a solid rebounder, but it's still not a strength of the team. Alphonso McKinney, no update on him either. Still waiting to hear. Hopefully a game like this where it's a rivalry, quote unquote, and Kevin Durant should be amped up to play and et cetera. The rest of the team should be amped up for him. Maybe this can kind of knock some things back into place. Maybe seeing the OKC jersey gets Klay going. Because as I've mentioned, you know, Klay's not worried about it. And that gives me a little comfort. And even if he was worried about it, he wouldn't tell us. But at the same time, he needs to start playing like Klay soon enough. What are we, 17, 18 games into the season now? It needs to happen. I'm sure it will. But the sooner the better, especially with Steph, Draymond, Alphonso, and Boogie out. 'Twould be nice. It'll be interesting to see as well what Steve Kerr does with Damian Lee, Marcus Derrickson. They're both going to be up there for the game because there's just not enough healthy bodies. That's the one part about only carrying 14 active or 14 contracts, whatever, however you put it, and Boogie being one of them right now, which means you only have 13 active, and then three of those guys get hurt, you only have 10. So McKinney and Damian Lee will definitely be up unless McKinney – did I say McKinney? Derrickson and Lee will be up unless – McKinney and Draymond are healthy. Even then, you know, why not have them around? So we'll see. Another matchup, Damian Jones. I mentioned it before the season even started and after that first game against OKC when he played well, because those were the only two games we had to go off of, was the first game against OKC last year when he first got, you know, I think he got 15 minutes, put up 10 points, a couple rebounds, a couple alley-oops late in the game, some big buckets for him. This was last season. This year in the opener, same thing. I think he put up 12 points. Played well against Steven Adams. And I mentioned maybe it's just a matchup thing against Steven Adams. And it looks like it is, honestly, because he hasn't been great in other games. He's had some okay run here or there. It'll be interesting to see if Steve Kerr starts him or not. Steve Kerr has started Kevon Looney the last couple games, which I'm fine with. But he mentioned that it was a matchup thing in that first week when it was Damian Jones going up against Adams and Jokic and Gobert, and then one more, I forget who it was, but I'm interested to see. I mean, Damian Jones is going to get some minutes regardless. That's the other thing. Even with Looney starting, Jones has been getting some run anyways. So We'll see. I think because of the matchup, he'll start. He has played well against Steven Adams. Interested to see if that continues. That's about it, man, for OKC. Hopefully the rivalry, seeing that team, will get them going, but we'll see. After that, they are taking on the Blazers Friday evening. And the Blazers are number one in the West right now. Yeah, you know, 16, 17 games in, whatever it is. But they look good, and I like what they've done this offseason trying to address scoring, because they didn't have any scoring besides McCollum and Lillard last year, and that's part of what killed them in the playoffs against the Pelicans. Not just Anthony Davis just going nuts, but they put Drew Holiday and Rajon Rondo on the two guards. They were able to contain them, and they had nothing outside of it. No shooting, no scoring. So they went out and they got Seth Curry. They went out and got Nick Stauskas. They moved Jake Layman into the starting lineup, which puts Mo Harkless on the bench. And I don't know about you guys, I've mentioned it before, Jake Layman is one of those guys I'll always remember because of a game against the Warriors a year or two ago. I think 2 years ago is his rookie year. Warriors are up 30. They put Jake Layman in, the scrubs, the garbage time players. And he went off for 17 points in about 3 minutes, knocked down like five threes, monster dunk. He looked great. And he hadn't really followed it up because his playing time was sporadic. But he's looking good so far this year, especially in that starting role. He's knocking down threes. Stauskas is a guy that, in hindsight, would have been nice for the Warriors. But look, if the Warriors signed Nick Stauskas in free agency this offseason, I would have rolled my eyes. Because he hasn't been the shooter that he is this year. The shooter that he has been in his career is not who he has been this year. In his career, I think he was about a 33-34% shooter. This year, I think he's well over 40%, playing well and a great boost for that team. Seth Curry, I tweeted this out recently, I am irrationally invested in his success. And he's been a great pickup for them. He's injured right now. Would like to see him play that game just because him and Steph going against each other is always fun. Well, actually, you know what? Never mind. Doesn't matter because Steph is going to be out that game anyway. So still like watching Seth play. He's a good player. He's undervalued for some reason, which is weird to me when guys like him and Quinn Cook are undervalued in a league that so values three-point shooting. I guess if you're not above a certain height, you know, we don't really care. So I also like Zach Collins. He's solid. I think he'll start above Nurkic soon enough. And if not, whatever. Again, starting doesn't really matter so much, but I think Zach Collins will be the guy to close games above Nurkic soon enough. And one thing also, this goes for the Kings as well, and kind of hindsight, but also kind of not, because these were players I liked in the draft, and there might have been injury concerns or whatever, but the Blazers had picks number 15 and 20 in last year's draft. So not this draft that had, not this year's draft that had, you know, DeAndre Ayton and Bagley and all those other guys. Last year's draft, Lonzo Ball, etc. Zach Collins, basically. So Portland had the number 15, number 20, and then I think they had one more pick as well. The Kings had number 5 and number 10. And they traded number 10 for 15 and 20 to Portland. The Kings spent, what did they spend? They spent number 15 and number 20 on Justin Jackson and Harry Giles, respectively. Jackson went 15, Giles went 20. We'll see what happens with Giles, what he turns into. But for the Kings and for the Blazers, and like I said, it's hindsight, but also kind of not hindsight because I really like these players in the draft. They could have had OG Anunoby and Jared Allen. OG Anunoby is with Toronto, as we all know. He's been a damn good player. Jared Allen with Brooklyn, I think, is one of the studs in the NBA. I think he's going to be looked at as a top five center in the NBA by the end of this year. So just a random thought, random, you know, me just talking really, that both these teams missed out on great players that I liked, because I'm obviously a genius GM and get every fake pick I make right. So you know how it goes. But it was just something interesting to me that I thought of recently. But I do like Zach Collins. Harry Giles has been solid. Justin Jackson, But anyways, after Thursday, they take on the Kings. Saturday, Steph will be reevaluated, see if he'll be able to play. I just want to talk about the Kings real quick, because what they've done is awesome. They are a respectable team that they weren't and haven't been for the last couple of years. The Buddy Hield trade. Of course, if you're New Orleans, you make that trade because you got DeMarcus Cousins. Didn't work out. Cousins is on the Warriors now. But Buddy Hield is a legit shooter. I mean, he is up there. I think he's up in the 40s, like mid-40s right now, 40%. He can knock down shots. And it's funny because he wasn't doing it that first half season in New Orleans. So the Kings make the trade, and you're kind of like, they're getting a shooter who can't really shoot, kind of another Nick Stauskas type, and Buddy Hield's been knocking him down. He's turned out to be a legit good player. De'Aaron Fox has taken a huge step this year. Willie Cauley-Stein is the center that I dream about the Warriors getting. And it's not because he's incredible. It's not because he's, you know, going to be a Hall of Famer or an All-Star or anything like that. On the Warriors, he might be an All-Star. But one of the best athletes in the game, KD and CJ McCollum, gave him a major shout-out on CJ's podcast this offseason, talking about how athletic and how damn good he is. One of the most athletic players out there. He's, you know, 7 foot, great wingspan, one of the fastest, if not the fastest, center in the game. And classic rebound, block shot, catch oops kind of player. He's what I dream of Damian Jones becoming. I don't think that's going to happen. But on top of that, something that the Kings have done this year that they should have done last year, and that was a big gripe of mine and anyone who watched the Kings last year, was pick up the pace, man. You have De'Aaron Fox. You have Bogdan Bogdanovic, who, by the way, is another damn solid player. You have Willie Cauley-Stein. Between De'Aaron Fox and Willie Cauley-Stein, probably the two top athletes at their positions in the game, and you're running it up and dumping it down to Zach Randolph. Drove me absolutely crazy. They have picked up the pace, number one in pace this year. They're going to run teams off the floor, so it'll be interesting to see. I usually say, look, if you want to beat the Warriors, you have to slow it down and do something different. Well, that's not what the Kings do, so it'll be a track meet Saturday. And the Kings are legit, man. I think they're 8-8 right now. They're basically what I thought the Suns would be as far as record and competitiveness goes. They're playing tough, and they play hard, and they got a lot of young, hungry players. Hopefully, Steph and Draymond are back by that time. But if not, oh well. You still have Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. You should still be beating these teams. There's no excuses, even if you're playing poorly. You know, look, there's a difference between an explanation and an excuse. And I'm explaining these losses that KD and Klay are just playing poorly. That's not an excuse. It's just an explanation. An excuse would be, oh, well, Steph's not there. No, that doesn't matter, because they still have enough talent to win all the games that they've been losing. So there's a quick rundown of the next three games and why I like what all these teams have done and why the Warriors might have a tough run if they don't get some of their injured players back in the next couple days. I got some more stuff to talk about coming up next, specifically Amin Alhassan had some things to say. Stan Van Gundy had some things to say about the Warriors situation. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. You know, ever since I started doing these podcasts, people are always asking me for advice, like what team to bet on this week. And you know what? I don't know who's going to win. But I can tell you one thing is, if you're going to be betting, you got to check out my bookie. I can tell you maybe bet against the Warriors next couple games, but that, sorry guys, it's just the truth. But remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. You guys got to trust me. This is the best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is as easy to use as any. It's one of the best mobile sites in the game. Lay down some cash, win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that I use and trust. They've been good to me, so definitely go check out MyBookie. That's why I'm urging you to make the way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. You guys are going to make some cash. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. I stay away from that because I'll just be losing money. I don't get fantasy, but I know a ton of you out there do. Go make some cash on MyBookie betting on fantasy points for players. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today. That is MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON when creating your account to claim this bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. That's MyBookie, guys. Go there, get paid. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Quick one for you today. Not going so quick, actually. I can talk. Your boy has been blabbering on. But Amin Al-Hassan was asked on The Jump the other day if the Warriors' problems are temporary or if they're going to last. Here's what Amin had to say.
First of all, I got to shout out Steve Kerr for stealing them. A number one Aminism right there.
What?
The real NBA, because I used to talk about places like Oklahoma City when they got their team and how everything just kept better and better and better every year after that. And I call that the Shangri-La, that Xanadu. Shout out to Walt Frazier. But the real NBA is not that. It's injuries. It's guys wanting to leave because they want a bigger role. It's the disease of me, yeah, right? Yeah. Which is the Pat Riley-ism. But, yeah, I think these Warriors, these losses right now are temporary in the sense that Draymond Green isn't playing. Steph Curry isn't playing. You've taken the super team to a very average team at that. Like, Kevin Durant's awesome, but
and McKinney.
Alphonse
was playing well.
He's been playing well for him.
Playing the Harry Barnes, basically, for them.
So I think in that sense, it's temporary. But the lingering after effects of last week, will that go beyond the season? That's still something that needs to be addressed.
So Amin basically saying some of the things I've been saying as well. We agree that, look, Steph's out, Draymond's out. They still haven't had Boogie yet. Alphonso McKinney's out. They're down four players right now, three starters, really. So if everyone was healthy and this was happening, I'd be worried. Well, I don't know about worried, but I would, you know, I'd be more worried than I am. But the bottom line is they're missing their best player. They're missing possibly their most important player. And they're missing their biggest free agency acquisition and their best role player. Shout out Alphonso McKinney. Alphonso McKinney's all four. That's what I was talking about. Best player, most important, biggest free agency acquisition. That's all him. But no, I agree with Amin, and that's kind of what I've been saying as well. I'm not worried because of the pieces they're going to get back. And one thing he mentioned about kind of the tension at this moment, that's another thing that I think Steph Curry is going to maybe not fix, but definitely alleviate. His presence is just, it makes a huge difference in everything. Presence on the court, presence off the court, dealing with Draymond, KD, all that stuff. So obviously his presence always matters, but I think it's going to be a huge deal when he does finally make it back because of what he brings. He's the leader. This is his team. So that's the biggest missing piece right now is Steph. There could be some more losses in the future, as I've mentioned. But in the long term, I think this team's going to be fine. I mean, maybe I should panic. They only have, 64 games left to figure it out? Ugh. I don't know if that's enough time, you guys. Is my math wrong? No, my math is right. Math is always right. I'm a math genius. You guys know that. So I just wanted to relay that real quick because it's been drama around the Warriors. More than the drama, I just am, again, worried's not the right term, but concerned, I guess, which is just another term for worried. Way to go about it. Just with KD's play and Klay's play. That's more important to me than the drama, so to speak. And maybe they're related. I kind of doubt it, but who knows? What do I know? You are listening to Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton, getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. Not sure how it's going to go yet. I know probably going to take either Thursday or Friday off. Maybe both. I just don't know yet because it depends on where I'm going to be, etc. But you will know. I will let you know. You guys will be informed for show. But if I do, then, you know, don't worry. I'll be back Saturday. We're going to have plenty of these. Plenty of these throughout the year. League pass picks for this evening. It's a pretty good night. I mean, definitely some interesting games, at least for me. Okay, I lied. They're all kind of clunkers, but whatever. Worth watching anyways. If you're an NBA freak as myself, what is it? The Wizards are taking on, who do they play? The Clippers? You know, I don't know. The Wizards are a team that can play up or play down. And they've been playing down more recently. And they're going to trade everyone. You know what my favorite part about this is? As much as Bradley Beal and John Wall don't like each other, they both hate Austin Rivers more. Like, oh, that's what it is, man. It's the Austin Rivers revenge game. That's worth watching, you guys. Nets Heat, that could be a good one. The Nets are fun to watch, as I've always mentioned. Blazers Knicks, I think the Blazers will smash them. And Raptors Magic, I can't pick any of these. Just watch all four. None of them really look that great. Austin Rivers revenge game, though, might be fun because I'm sure he'll take a bunch of ill-advised shots. How is that different from any other game? I don't know. Boom! Boys on a roll. One last thing I got to get out here. Our guy Trent Dilfer, just the genius of all geniuses, had a great piece of advice for how the Warriors can get this thing together.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win. So
Trent Dilfer bringing it. I know he's talking about the NFL, but I think that relates to the NBA. You can't lose in the NBA and still win. That's just one of my favorite all-time pieces of audio ever. Just thought this was a good time to get it out there. Thank you, Trent. We will work on that. Come back tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you guys. This has been Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Bye.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Please.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.